of all, I don't know what you call it, organizations, I guess, entities maybe, to be embroiled in a children's controversy, Nickelodeon.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, the ultimate when it comes to kids.
Please explain.
Yeah, this is something that is from Nickelodeon and its attachment to teen superstar JoJo. Everyone familiar with JoJo? She's 17 years old. Yeah. She was, as it says here, a Dance Mom alum that turned teen internet star. I think her last name is like Siwa or something like that, but she's known as JoJo. Sings, dances, she's just bubbly, and she just, you know, she's got all the teenagers watching her YouTube channel, things like that.
I see.
She has had to come out and say, hey, wasn't me. I didn't know this was going on. I had no idea of the types of questions that were included in the game. But I found out, it's been brought to my attention by my fans and my followers, that my name and my image are being used to promote a board game that has some really, really inappropriate content. When companies make these games, they don't run every aspect by me, JoJo said. I had no idea of the types of questions that were on these playing cards. Well, what's going on here? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. So the game, recommended for children aged 6 or older, is called JoJo's Juice, a trivia game that features cards from 4 categories. The categories are Truth or Dare, Truth and a Lie, Who Knows JoJo Better, and Never Has JoJo Ever.
Uh-oh.
So some of the questions that were discovered, and a bunch of moms got involved, and they were the ones that really brought it to the attention of a lot of people utilizing social media, as you can imagine. Remember, this is Nickelodeon associated, and it's a board game, and it's recommended for children 6 or older. One of the questions that is found, one of the trivia questions that you ask another player, have you ever been arrested?
Not many 6 or 7-year-olds.
I would hope not.
Yes.
I would hope not.
Right.
Another question, have you ever walked in on someone naked or someone walking on you while you're naked? Again, considering the lower age limit, you'd think that'd be a little appropriate. One of the moms said, this game is horrible and inappropriate. Asking questions like, here's another one. Have you ever gone outside without any underwear on? A bathing suit doesn't count.
No,
not at all.
Mm-hmm. So this game is not for adults, it is for 6.
It's again, older. 6 or older.
Hmm.
And again, this is Nickelodeon.
Right.
And teen superstar JoJo, who really has a big following of the young. Another question.
Hmm.
Have you ever kissed a boy? Yeah, maybe that's a little more less harmless, but still, you know. Okay. And have you ever learned the art of twerking? Because that's what you want to ask your average.
Well, how did this 6-year-old
happen? Well, That's the question.
And JoJo had no idea this was happening? Or
Nickelodeon
people?
And Spin Master Games are the manufacturers of this game. The confirmation, by the way, from both Nickelodeon and Spin Master is that the board game is no longer being manufactured.
What do you think?
And has been listed unavailable now on both Amazon and Walmart.
Yeah,
I'm sure they couldn't do that fast enough.
Right.
Well, going back to what she said. She said, when companies make these games, they don't run every aspect by me, so I had no idea of the types of questions that were on these playing cards.
Huh. All right.
She needs to get her legal representation involved in this. Someone's got to vet these games for you, JoJo.
Yeah.
You might not know, but unfortunately, your name was attached on it. The companies also put out a statement. We respect and value the relationship that JoJo has with her fans and take the concerns regarding the game JoJo's Juice very seriously. This game is no longer being manufactured. We've requested that retailers pull any remaining product from their shelves.
Huh.
Now,
just play Chutes and Ladders or Risk or
Candyland.
Candyland.
There
Thank
you go.
There you go.
That was an appropriate
Battleship.
Game.
I don't know.
This does ask the question, though, in all the seriousness, and I'm sure she didn't know. Her name is attached. She trusts these companies probably to approach her with appropriate content. But who in the room that was devising these games thought that this was appropriate content that you were going to save for 6 or older?
Yeah.
Especially consider the reputation of Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody there in Nickelodeon had to know, along with Spin Master Games, who both manufactured it, what was going on.
Right. Or maybe not.
Well, then again, perhaps depending on the age or maturity of those that were involved in the development, that might tell us something, although it doesn't tell us in the story here.
Yeah.
Huh. So just so you know, see, once again, we're doing a public service for you. Moms and dads, stay away from JoJo's juice. It's not appropriate for your six-year-old.
Well, now I know who JoJo is. I didn't even know.
Oh, please, go on YouTube and put JoJo. Oh, you'll discover JoJo.
She's everywhere.
You can't help it. She's everywhere.